Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before his appearing. Week 9. The full ministry of Christ in three stages. Thursday, related verses. 1 Corinthians 15:45. So also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Romans 8:2-6. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. John 6:63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are Spirit and are life. Philippians 1:19. For I know that for me this will turn out to salvation through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:3-5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has regenerated us unto a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, unto an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and unfading, kept in the heavens for you, who are being guarded by the power of God through faith unto a salvation ready to be revealed at the last time. 1 Corinthians 12:13. For also in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and were all given to drink one Spirit. Related reading. In Christ's resurrection, all of God's chosen people were regenerated to be the many sons of God and the many brothers of the firstborn Son of God. In Christ's resurrection, the Spirit of God was consummated to be the life-giving Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, the pneumatic Christ, the pneumatized Christ, the ultimate consummation of the processed and consummated triune God, who is embodied in the pneumatized Christ as the life-giving Spirit, and the reality of resurrection, which is Christ himself and the processed and consummated triune God. Because so many complications are involved in Christ's second becoming, his becoming the all-inclusive, life-giving Spirit in resurrection, we may use the word inclusion in speaking of the second stage of Christ. The issue of this becoming was not something simple, but something compounded. That is, not just oil signifying the Spirit of God, but the ointment signifying the life-giving Spirit, the Spirit who gives life. This Spirit is the pneumatic Christ, the Christ in the second stage, the stage of inclusion. Romans 8:2 speaks of the life of the triune God. Verse 10 reveals that this life has been dispensed into our spirit and has caused our spirit to become life. According to verse 6, this life can be dispensed into our mind and can cause our mind to be life also. Ultimately, as verse 11 discloses, the divine life can even be imparted into our mortal bodies. The spirit is the center, the body is the circumference, and the mind is in between. From the center through the middle to the circumference, the life of the triune God is being dispensed into our entire being. When we set our mind on the spirit, our mind, which represents our soul, becomes Zoe. This is the dispensing of the divine life into our soul. Are you about to gossip? Turn your mind to the spirit. Are you tempted to lose your temper? Turn your mind to the spirit. Drop the ethical and religious teachings and come back to God's living word, which reveals that the life of the triune God is dispensed into our spirit to make our spirit life, and also reveals that the mind set on the spirit is life. We need to say to the Lord, "Lord, I thank you. Since you came into me, my spirit has become life. Now, if I set my mind on my spirit, my mind also will be life. O Lord, how I praise you. Through your indwelling spirit, your Zoe life can be dispensed even into my mortal body. Lord, I worship you for this. I enjoy this, and I am one with you in this dispensing." This is the dispensing of the life of the triune God into the tripartite man. It is through the dispensing of the divine life that we become sons of God. Furthermore, it is by this dispensing that we are transformed and conformed to the image of Christ. This is the Christian life and the church life. Our God is the triune God who has passed through incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. Now he is the all-inclusive spirit to be the divine Zoe for our participation, experience, and enjoyment. First, he dispenses himself into our spirit, the center of our being. From the center, he spreads into our mind and saturates it with Zoe. Then he expands into our mortal body and thereby makes our whole being Zoe. In this way, we become men of Zoe. Hallelujah, we are men of life.